I'm Nick Tumbelides, and this is the latest edition of No Uncertain Terms, the official podcast of the Term Limits Movement. I think welfare recipients should be drug tested before they can run for re-election. Constituents told him that he should listen to them because they are the people who pay his salary. And instead of responding in a very civil and polite way, Mark Wayne Mullen looked at his constituents and he said, "The idea that you pay my salary is bullcrap." He actually used that word. He said, "You said you pay for me to do this. That's bullcrap. I pay for myself. I paid enough taxes before I got there and continue to pay them through my company for my own salary. This is a service. No one here pays me to go." Like some kind of dynastic monarchy. And John Dingell Jr. held that seat from 1955 through 2015.
2 in 3 Americans say they would fire the entire Congress if they could. So is it possible to restore faith in these institutions? And if so, how do we do that? One way would be making our government more representative, making Congress look more like the people. Another is by giving voters elections with real choice, where their decisions actually matter. There's absolutely no choice at all for the voters. Doesn't surprise me at all that people would not want to leave work early or get out to the polling place and stand in line to vote in an election that is essentially meaningless. President Harry Truman, in the aftermath of World War II, sent a handwritten note to Congress demanding the passage of term limits. "We'd help to cure seniority and senility, both terrible legislative diseases," Truman wrote. "The appropriations committees of the House and Senate are aged and decrepit men who, if they think at all, have backward thinking." In order to get term limits on Congress, it has to be an amendment to the U.S. Constitution. There's no other way to do it. It has to be an amendment to the Constitution. Article 5 of the Constitution gives you two ways to get that amendment. The first is what I like to refer to as asking the turkeys to vote for Thanksgiving. That's right. The congressional approach. You need a 2/3 vote in both houses of Congress. That's extremely difficult because how likely is it that Congress is going to vote to stop their own gravy train?
Right.
I don't know why, I'm just full of Thanksgiving references here. So that's highly unlikely, absent some kind of external pressure to force them to do it. That's why we think it's going to be the states initiating this amendment before Congress ever lifts a finger to do it. You know, the framers actually gave us this state-initiated convention to give citizens a way to bypass Congress when Congress starts abusing its own power, give citizens a way to get amendments that may not necessarily be in Congress' best interest, but are good for our republic. And term limits is absolutely one of those amendments. So what this tells us is that congressmen might be too selfish to propose term limits, but the state legislators are not. You may not want term limits on yourself, but you certainly want it on Congress.
Oh, yes.
Because, you know, you look at these politicians, every senator thinks he's going to be president one day.
Yep.
Every member of the House thinks he's going to be a senator. And naturally, every state legislator thinks he's going to be in Congress. But you can't do it if you're blocked by some incumbent who's been in Congress since the moon landing. So you need to dislodge some of these aristocratic politicians that we have in D.C. And frankly, they're not going to leave on their own, because right now the only term limits we have are, you know, unfortunately, death, indictment, or retirement.
That's right.
And in many cases, that never seems to come. So for state legislators, the only way to have a viable path to Congress might be through term limits. I was at a conference and a politician walked up to me and I said, "Well, where do you stand on term limits?" And he was like a classic Southern gent. So he goes, "Son, we have term limits and they're called elections."
Great.
And it's like, we know that's not true. But I said, "But sir, it polls 82%. And he leans in and that same very Southern drawl goes, "I'm listening."
To book Nick Tumbelides, Executive Director of U.S. Term Limits, on your show, contact Stacy Selleck at press@termlimits.com.